Back home, the Occupied Territories Bill remains a divisive issue at Leinster House. That's due in part to the opposition view that the government is delaying its implementation. They also want the scope of the legislation to be widened. The bill is being discussed by the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee in private tomorrow. Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff has an insight into their deliberations. Good afternoon, Fiacra. The Occupied Territories Bill, it's what looks like an initial draft. What do we know about what's in it?
Well, as you were saying there in the lead-in, Paul, the Occupied Territories Bill, it continues to be a significant source of division here at Leinster House, not because of the bill itself, but rather what it will contain and its potential implications. Now, we know that bill is being discussed by the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee tomorrow in private, so that means a number of opposition and government TDs and senators making amendments in private. And I understand that those amendments are likely to focus on whether the bill includes services from the Occupied Territories or only goods. I also understand that the committee's recommendations at present in a draft form are likely to suggest that services should be included in the government's legislation, but that if that happens, government should also consider the economic risk to Ireland of any international pushback. So that's what much of the debate in recent weeks and months has been all about. So it's going to be another big decision for the committee tomorrow, but then secondly for government to make over the weeks and months to come.
I believe the Oireachtas Defence Committee was also meeting today, and the triple lock is on the agenda.
Yes, and that's another big political issue, both domestically and increasingly internationally. So the Oireachtas Committee on Defence and National Security, it is meeting in private right now, just a few doors away from me here in Leinster House, to discuss, as you said, the triple lock. Now, as listeners will know, the triple lock says any decision to send 12 or more members of the Defence Forces personnel overseas must only happen with the permission of the Dáil government and the United Nations Security Council. Now, government wants to remove the Security Council elements due to the risk Ireland could be hamstrung by vetoes by Security Council members. So they would include the likes of the US, China and Russia. But opposition TDs, many, and senators, many of them, they want the Security Council mandates to remain. And they also believe that its removal could reduce Ireland's current neutrality position on the world stage. Now, committee members remain locked in the private meeting today discussing hundreds of amendments. Donegal O'Leary of Sinn Féin, one of the, those TDs who has 111 amendments himself on that issue. So don't expect a cordial discussion, but keep in mind that government does have a committee majority on this, and that means that government's plan is likely to go back to the Dáil and Shannon this autumn rather than many changes.
Finally and briefly, Fiacra, on VAT, the government is considering whether it should delay introducing a reduction for the hospitality sector until the middle of next year. What's the latest?
Yeah, so at the moment, the hospitality VAT rate is 13.5%, and it has been earmarked as a potential reduction to 9%. That's something that was flagged in the coalition's programme for government, but it was also noted that that would cost roughly €1 billion and would take up almost two-thirds of the government's likely budget tax window in the upcoming budget. Now, due to the cost of living crisis, that has led to some criticism with the likes of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, saying such a plan would be economic vandalism. Government sources today have been saying that they are now considering delaying the hospitality VAT rate cut until potentially summer 2026. They say it's not because of the domestic concerns, but because of the international global financial climate. Opposition, though, they have a different view. Duncan Smith of Labour, he said that government is involved this week in kite flying on the issue. But in a statement to RT News in the past hour, the Minister for Enterprise and Tourism and Fine Gael TD, Peter Burke, he says that he remains fully committed to helping the hospitality sector by implementing a 9% VAT rate. But with other priorities at play, the big question now will be when that help is going to arrive.
And that was Fiacra O'Kiona of RT's political staff.